You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting at 92.5 FM and live online at stokefm.com. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's some local news. Women mountain bike riders aged 13 to 30 took place in the third year of the Dark Horse Invitational Bike Jam the past few days at Revelstoke Mountain Resort. Casey Brown is a professional biker, a Revy local, and the organizer of the Dark Horse. With 22 riders, she said it's the best year ever. I caught up with her at the Hill at lunchtime on Saturday.
Today is our final day of the Dark Horse Air Sesh Invitational, and we're out here. We just finished our morning session, and then after lunch, we're having the public come and watch us. So we'll be up on the jumps and doing full course runs, trains, having fun on the mulch in the airbag, and yeah, everyone will be sending. This is the third year of the event, and yeah, it's basically just evolved over the years. We've kind of changed it up every year a little bit, and this is definitely the best year so far. Our crew this year is awesome. We've got like more than 20 girls riding, so yeah, that's our biggest turnout so far. The ages range from like 13 to 30 somethings, you know. It's a big mix. I think the best way to foster progress is just to have like lots of good, like, up-and-coming energy, along with some established riders that have lots of knowledge and wisdom. So I think just, like, everyone sharing their energy and their knowledge and coming out on the other end and coming out better rider at the end of the day. Well, there was sort of a gap I noticed in the industry. Like, there wasn't really many events for women for free riding. It was, like, pretty male-dominated, and also, like, there's a big surge of young up-and-comers, and I wanted to make sure that energy got fostered and we didn't lose them. So now there's more and more events popping up all over the place. And, yeah, I think just having a place where we can come together, build the community, and get these girls sort of a little bit of a booster in the industry, and, like, hopefully get them more recognized, and, like, sponsors can now see what they're up to and see what they're doing, and then hopefully, yeah, just more and more support, and it grows that side of the sport. It's definitely evolved, like, in terms of the amount of riders on the chick side of freeride, but we have hit a bit of a plateau on getting sort of higher end events to sort of recognize it. A lot of, like, the Fest series are wicked, and they've definitely opened up to lots of women joining in. And then also, like, having us at the Nines, the last couple events there were so good, and there's just so much progress. The ultimate goal is, like, getting these girls sort of prepped and ready for, like, in the future, maybe there's Rampage for them, and or, like, Slopestyle as well, like, just trying to grow that side of the sport. We want to see women in, like, all the levels of the sport, just so, like, that's what is recognized as a healthy sport when you have all the levels. Like, I think if there was a women's category in, like, high-end slope style, like, it would have a chance to go to the Olympics maybe one day, and that would be really cool. But yeah, it's definitely a ways out, but I mean, every little step counts, and we're just taking baby steps so far. I just want to thank all the sponsors that, you know, helped out with this event. We had so much local support this year, and we wouldn't have been able to pull it off without you guys, because honestly, like, this year has been the hardest to get funding for Dark Horse. There's sort of the hangover from the pandemic and stuff like that for all big corporations, so everyone grew fat and is scared to spend money. So, I mean, there's always those struggles, and we've seen it with all the other events being, like, sort of canceled or postponed to next year. So we're so lucky to have all our local support, and thank you so much, Revelstoke, for coming out.
Casey Brown is the organizer of the Dark Horse Invitational. For more on this and other stories, check out stokefm.com and hit the news section. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter and stay up to date on local news and events. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.